Wow, AI is everywhere these days, right? It's amazing how it's changing like everything, and the way we search for stuff, how we talk to each other, or even how we write code.
Yeah, it's really incredible to see how AI is, becoming a part of our daily lives.
And what's really striking me is how much more accessible AI is becoming. It's not just this, exclusive thing for tech geniuses anymore.
Right, exactly. It's like AI's breaking free from the lab and entering the mainstream.
For today's deep dive, we're looking at some pretty big developments that really highlight this trend. OpenAI is making ChatGPT accessible through, get this, a 1-800 number and WhatsApp.
Seriously, a 1-800 number.
I know, right? And then we've got Perplexity, this AI-powered search engine, which just raised $500 million in funding.
$500 million? That's insane.
Yeah, and on top of that, GitHub is now offering free AI coding assistance to developers. So on the surface, these seem like totally separate things, but they all point to this bigger picture. AI is becoming more accessible to everyone.
I think it's safe to say that AI is like officially out of the bottle.
Definitely. So let's unpack these developments one by one, starting with OpenAI. What's the deal with the 1-800 number for ChatGPT? Like, who are they trying to reach with that?
It's a pretty clever strategy for accessibility, right? Because we tend to assume everyone's got a smartphone and internet access these days, but that's not always the case.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So this 1-800 number, it opens up ChatGPT to people who might not have the latest tech, people who might rely on traditional phone lines.
Right, that makes a lot of sense.
And on top of that, they're giving users, at least in the US, 15 minutes of free calling time every month.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty generous.
It is. And then, there's the WhatsApp integration.
Right, which is huge.
Yeah, I mean, think about the global reach of WhatsApp.
Billions of users.
Exactly. So OpenAI is basically meeting people where they are, making ChatGPT accessible through a platform that's already part of their daily lives.
And just to clarify, the WhatsApp version is running on a lighter model of ChatGPT, right?
Yes, that's right. It's using a more streamlined version to make sure it runs smoothly, given the limitations of mobile devices.
Makes sense. And their daily usage caps, right?
Yeah, I think that's mainly to manage the demand and, prevent any overload on the system.
So essentially, OpenAI is making AI accessible to a massive population that might have been left out otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. It has the potential to democratize AI in a way we haven't seen before.
It's pretty exciting stuff. But as with anything, I guess there are potential downsides too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are always ethical considerations and potential challenges that come with new technologies.
Totally. What do you think are some of the big questions we need to be thinking about here?
Well, for starters, how will this impact developing countries where WhatsApp is often the primary mode of communication?
Right.
Could this be a way to bridge the digital divide? Or are there unforeseen consequences we need to consider? We need to be mindful of the potential downsides.
Totally agree. It's like the potential is huge, but we also need to proceed with caution.
Right, exactly. It's a delicate balance.
Okay, so let's move on to our next big development, Perplexity. This AI-powered search engine has been making waves. They just closed a massive funding round, $500 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and their valuation has tripled to $9 billion. Plus, they have over 15 million active users. All this since launching in 2022.
That's some serious growth, especially considering they're, dealing with some legal battles right now.
Oh, yeah, right. There are those lawsuits from publishers who claim that Perplexity is using their content without permission.
Which, raises those ethical questions about how AI uses and potentially exploits existing content.
It's a tricky situation for sure. But, Perplexity is trying to address those concerns by striking revenue-sharing deals with some of these publishers. Like, they've got deals with Time and Fortune magazines now.
That's an interesting approach. It's like they're acknowledging the value of the content they're using.
Right. So, I mean, what do you make of Perplexity's success so far? I mean, despite these legal hurdles, they're clearly gaining a lot of traction.
I think it speaks to the growing demand for AI-powered search. People are looking for more efficient and insightful ways to find information.
Yeah, it's definitely a space to watch.
For sure.
Okay, let's talk about our final development for today. GitHub's decision to offer free AI coding assistance. So GitHub is making its AI coding assistant, Copilot, available for free. What do you think of this move?
Wow, that's a big deal, right?
It is.
I mean, giving developers, free access to AI-powered coding tools, it could be a game changer.
Definitely. It really lowers the barrier to entry for like aspiring developers.
Exactly. And it allows experienced developers to work more efficiently too.
Yeah, totally. So what exactly does this free tier offer?
Well, it gives you 2,000 monthly code completions and 50 chat messages, which is, actually pretty generous.
Oh yeah. And users can choose between a couple different AI models, right?
Right. You can choose between Anthropic's Claude 3.5 Sonnet model or OpenAI's GPT-4o model, which is specifically optimized for code generation.
Nice. So it sounds like GitHub is really serious about like democratizing access to AI coding
Oh
tools.
yeah, they've been pretty vocal about their goal of reaching 1 billion developers on their platform.
Wow, 1 billion.
Yeah, which is, super ambitious.
Hugely ambitious, but I mean, removing the cost barrier, like they've done here, it's a huge step in that direction.
Absolutely. It creates a more inclusive environment for developers of all skill levels.
Right. So, what do you think the long-term impact of this move might be? Like, how will it change the landscape of software development?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, will it lead to a surge in, new developers entering the field?
Interesting.
Will it change the way software is built?
Yeah.
And, who gets to build it? These are all fascinating questions that we'll have to, see play out over time.
Totally agree. So if we take a step back and look at all these developments, the common thread running through them is crystal clear. AI is becoming more accessible than ever. Whether it's through those old school phone lines, global messaging platforms, or free coding tools, AI is finding its way into more and more hands.
And that raises a pretty fundamental question. As AI integrates itself deeper into our lives, how will this reshape our relationship with technology, with information, with everything?
Yeah, that's the big one, isn't it?
I mean, will we become more reliant on AI for everyday tasks?
Right.
Will this dependence create new vulnerabilities? Will it exacerbate existing inequalities? These are the things we need to be thinking about, as we move forward.
It's a thrilling time, but it's also a little bit daunting, to be honest.
I agree. The future of AI is full of unknowns. It's going to be a wild ride.
One thing's for sure, the future of AI is anything but predictable. And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But I'm already looking forward to seeing what new developments emerge in this ever-evolving world of AI.